This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
For years now, we've heard complaints that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, will make it tougher for businesses to keep offering health insurance to workers. The argument is that American businesses have to shoulder additional costs. Today, the Kaiser Family Foundation released the results of a big survey, and it gives us a chance to see if those critics were right. From Marketplace's health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Like everybody else, Kaiser Family Foundation's Gary Claxon wanted to know, did the new healthcare law upend employer-based health insurance where 150 million Americans get their coverage?
The first read for 2014 is that the ACA has had no real impact on premiums, nor did it lead to employers not to offer coverage.
You heard right. No ACA-inspired premium spike. Instead, a modest 3% increase, nearly the same number of employers offering coverage, nearly the same number of workers enrolling. Bottom line, at least in year one, the ACA has had a small impact on employers, except in one way.
There is no doubt that the Affordable Care Act's exchanges have brought a lot of attention to the concept of retail health insurance.
PricewaterhouseCoopers CeCe Conley says executives see something in the ACA exchanges, where consumers shop. Think Travelocity for health insurance. The consulting firm Accenture predicts private exchange enrollment will top public enrollment by 2018. Rosemary Day with Day Health Strategies says the future of healthcare may be a place where more and more Americans do something that's very difficult to do, become smart healthcare consumers.
That's kind of the notion of exchanges, is that you've got to put something in to get something out. It's not a benefit that's just handed to you.
Day likens this potential shift to when companies moved away from pensions and towards 401k contributions. For workers, that means more choice and more responsibility. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.